Reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Midvyasa Vrindavan Das Thakur. This is chapter 10, the conclusion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Mahaprakash Leela. And this is the very end of the chapter. There's one more story about Narayani Devi, who is the illustrious mother of the author, Vrindavan Das Thakur. And then, just concluding this topic about seeing the Lord. Lots of verses about seeing Krishna and seeing Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. This is text. Yesterday we left off with the idea of, which is in the verse, in the purport about Utkantita Bhav, the feeling or the mood that one is anxious and desirous of seeing the Lord. Of course, in other places, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati has encouraged us to not be impatient, to not be impetuous, and demand that the Lord show Himself to us. He said, at least on one occasion, he said we should act in such a way that the infinite wants to reveal Himself to the finite. We should serve and behave and speak and act in such a way that Krishna becomes attracted, becomes interested in us, becomes attracted to come to see us. What type of devotion, what type of devotee we are, Vaishnav K. But in this particular purport, in this context of this discussion of Vrindavan Das Thakur, this whole purport, which we were summarizing yesterday, verse 284, is all about, it says, if one's heart is filled with devotion and he desires to serve the Lord, then he can always nourish the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, which means that the pastimes of the Lord will always be manifest within him. Then he quotes a verse from Laghu Bhagavatamrita. We have Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Sanatan Goswami. Then out of respect for his elder brother, Rupa Goswami summarized the essential philosophical points of the Bhagavatam without any storyline. There's no story of Gopakumar. But he summarized the Bhagavat, nectar of Bhagavat, and he called Laghu, Brihad. Brihad means heavy, big. Laghu means light, small. Light but heavy. Out of respect for his brother. My brother wrote the big Bhagavatamrita, so I will write the little one. Laghu Bhagavatamrita, which is a very important book, which Bano Swami has translated into English. It's available. Laghu Bhagavatamrita. And that's by Srila Rupa Goswami. So it's a very essential book of Tattva Siddhanta. Helps us understand a lot about Dham Tattva and different aspects of Krishna, Sambandhavideya Prayojan. Bhaktisiddhanta quotes a verse from there talking all about Utkantita Bhav. Chedi Dikshairan Utkantarta Nijapriyaha Tam Tam Leelam Tata Krishno Darshayet Tan Kripa Nidhi. Even today, if one of the Lord's dear devotees intensely desires to see one of his particular pastimes, the merciful Lord immediately exhibits that pastimes for him. So here, as I mentioned, the word is there, Utkantita. Utkantarta Nijapriya Darshayet Kripanidhi. So with intense eagerness, longing, in this verse, Bhaktisiddhanta is saying we should be very eager, intensely desiring to see the pastimes of the Lord today, right now. And then the Lord being Kripa Nidhi, being an ocean of mercy, or a treasure house of mercy. Nidhi means ocean. It means treasure or jewel. Kripa, mercy, compassion. Reciprocating, yeyatamam prapadyante, is reciprocating with the intensity of the devotee's longing and hankering. Because the devotee has a certain type of sincerity in his longing to see the Lord. He is not a curiosity seeker. He is not seeking thrills or seeking some mystic experience. The mystic experience of religion. These are the type of book titles that professors use for their PhD thesis. Mysticism and the Jewish Kabbalah, or the mysticism of the ancient Christian, or the Christian mystics. They have all these types of titles. The mystique, the mysterious, which we would say rahasyam. The rahasyam, or the guyam. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. We have this verse in Mahabharata. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. Guhayam. The truth of religion is hidden, guha, in the cave of the heart, in the dark core of the heart, is the essential truth of religion. And that essential truth is the prana and prananath, priya and priyatam. My priyatam is Bhagavan, and I am his priya, priya priyatam. Bhakta, Bhagavan prem sambandha. The intimate and confidential secret relationship between the Lord and his devotees. It is guya. It is secret. It is confidential. Love is not a public announcement. Love is not something that you write about in the front page of the newspaper. It's private. It's confidential. As we say, gopi. Braj gopika. Braj gopi. Gopi means goop. Goop doesn't mean stuff that you put on paper when you're in school. Goop. Goop is not glue. Goop means secret. So those Brijvasis who have a very, very secret love affair with Krishna, very, very secret, confidential, hidden love affair, which is concealed. Mother Yashoda does not know about Krishna's love for Radha. And no one knows. They have some idea, the Priyanarma Sakas, they have a clear idea, Subal and Sridham, they have some idea that Krishna has some intimacy with Radhika. But their love is very secret, so they're called gopi. Gopi. One who keeps her love very secret. So the devotees, as they advance in Krishna bhakti, they do not go around rolling on the ground all the time and shouting and screaming. This is some show, some cheap show. So in the same way, in the development of utkantita bhav, the intense eagerness, the genuine eagerness and longing to see the Lord and to see the Lord's pastimes in the holy Dham, in his holy name. This is not, we don't want to have some, it's not a fad or a fashion. Oh, Krishna, I want to see you. Can I see you? I want to see something special, something mystical. I want a mystical experience. No, it's a great reward of devotion. The Lord reciprocates in spurti or vispurti. What to speak of Sakshat Darshan. He reciprocates with the intense sincerity, the intense dedication, and the intense patience of his devotee, like Dhruva, like Prahlad. These are the types of qualification that devotees have to display before the Lord. Real sincerity, not that, oh Krishna, oh Gauranga, I want to see you. I want the gratification. I want the sense enjoyment of seeing you, or seeing a pastime, or going to a Leela Stali and having a vision of the pastime, or dreaming about it, as a curious onlooker, as a curiosity seeker, as a seeker of mystic experience. No, we don't enter, we don't approach the Lord like this. We don't want any commission or any reward. We are not reward seekers. We approach the Lord to serve the Lord. My Lord, I have come to your holy Dham with the intention of entering your holy Dham and living there. Nityavas. It's called Nityavas. Eternally reside. I want to eternally reside in your holy Dham for only one purpose. For your pleasure. For your service. And of course, to serve you, I have to see you. It's like we say, it's very difficult to desire something you've never heard about. If I tell you right now desire something, now you should, I want you to desire something you have never heard about. You've never heard about this thing. You've never seen it. Now desire it. You say, what? How can I desire something I never heard about? So the beginning of desire, the beginning of the desire to see Krishna, or the beginning of the desire to see Krishna's pastimes, which is the initiator, which initiates the flow of feelings, which builds up into a very strong feeling called utkantita bhav, intense longing or eagerness. It begins with awareness. Awareness of the form of the Lord, which we become desirous of seeing. Awareness of the pastimes of the Lord. So therefore, the beginning of this utkantita bhav is to hear about the Lord, to hear about His wonderful form, to hear about His wonderful pastimes over and over again. And by that lila katha, in the beginning it comes as an abhas. It's called lila katha abhas ruchi. It comes as a semblance. We have a semblance of taste, some drop of taste or attraction to hear about the Lord's divine form, the beauty of it, the fragrance of it, the appearance of it, His gait, His dress, His gestures, all the attributes of His divine form, or Radhika's divine form, or Gauranga, or Gadadhar, Nittai. And then that same principle applies to the pastimes. We hear about the pastimes over and over again. And each time we hear them, a new feature reveals itself. And then that's called the hearing process. And by hearing about the form, qualities, pastimes of the Lord, then gradually we develop a semblance of taste. We have taste for the hearing. Then that taste transforms into what we call longing, utkantita bhav, that I really want to see this form of the Lord that I've heard so much about. I really want to see these pastimes of the Lord in Srivasangam, or in Jagannath Mitra Bhavan, or in Rudrapur, or Antardweep, or Madhyadweep, or Madhudundweep, Koladweep. I want to see these pastimes. So this is what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is mentioning here in his Tika on 284, this development of utkantita. Utkanti. It's a very interesting word in Sanskrit. Utkantita. Of course, we've explained this before. But everyone knows Kantimala. Tulsi Kantimala. Everyone has their mala, Kantimala. So this, the Kanta means throat. Like we heard Swara Kanta. This Prema Bhakti Dila Swara Kanta about our Mukunda Das. Lord Chaitanya, Prema Bhakti Dila, Swarakanta, that he, Mahaprabhu, put inside the throat, inside the voice of Mukunda, he placed Prema Bhakti there. Kanta Swara, Madhur, Madhuru, Madhur Swara, sweet sound, sweet voice, a sweet-throated speaker, a sweet-throated singer. He sings with a sweet throat. So this is Kanta, throat. Then Ut. Ut means uto. I don't know Bengali, but in Hindi, uto means get up. Uto, uto. Get up. Even sounds like get up. Ut, uto, uto. Up, up. We say up, up, get up, wake up, go to school, come on. Don't sleep anymore. The mothers tell their children, get up, go to Gurukul. No, I don't want to go. No child likes to go to school usually. Uto. Uto kanta. Ut kanta. So this means, literally, the word utkanta, or utkantita, means stretch your throat. This is your throat, this is throat. Stretch your throat. So what happens when you're eager? What happens when you're eager to meet someone? For example, say you're waiting in your house, and someone says, oh, I'm going to pick you up at 5 o'clock, I'll come to your house, your grihastha house, or whatever, in a car at 5 a.m. in the morning, and I'll take you to Calcutta. So 4:45, you're look out the window, you're listening. And maybe you come open the door at 5:05, and you go like this. You look, you stretch your neck, and you look, where's my friend? Where's the car? Is the car there? So your neck is extended. So the word actually means that when one is eager to, in other words, when we're eager for something, we don't go like this. Where's the ride? Where's the prasad? Where's the mahaprasad? You know, we're not Jagannath Das Babaji. You know, we don't have our head like this. We're like, oh, where? You know, hey, where's the prasadam? We're not like, where's the prasadam? Our neck is extended, our eyes are open, we're looking, where's the prasadam? Where's my ride to Calcutta or whatever? Utkantita. So this is, the word actually expresses the ulas, or the rising of the heart. The heart is rising in eagerness. The heart is actually extended. Utkantita bhav means that the heart is extended with strong and deep and sincere feelings. The heart. This is the heart. And the heart is extending. The heart is extending, oh my Lord, I want to see you. Oh my Lord, I want to see your pastimes. So the heart, the only way for the heart to pass out, the only roadway for the heart to pass out of the chest cavity is through the neck. This is the way out. The heart is here. It doesn't go like this. It goes like this. It comes up like this. Comes through here. Ah, ah. Ha Gauranga, Ha Gauranga. Hey Radhe. Hey Radhe, Vrajate Vikeche Lalite. Hey Nanda Suno Kutaha. Sri Govardhana Kalpa Parapatale Kalindi Vanya Kutaha. Goshantavati Sarvato Vrajapure. Kedar Mahavivalo. Mahavival. Mahavivala. Mahavivala. So much trembling and eagerness. Mahavival. Goshantavati Sarvato Vrajapure. Kedar Mahavivala. Vande Rupa Sanat. So, you know, everyone knows. Shri Rup Shri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Echai Gosai Kori Charanan Bandan Yahoite Bignanash Avishtapuran. We have two well-wishers on the path of Nivrti Marg. Let's say seven. We have seven well-wishers on the path of Nivrti Marg, which we say Anartha Nivrti, right? Anartha Nivrti means Nivrti Marg, the path of leaving sense gratification. Those seven, who are those seven well-wishers? Well, the first one is Bhagavan Narasimha. Bhakti, Vignan, Vinash. You heard this? The Sringa Bhagavan? Bhakti, Vignan, Vinash. And then the other six are the six Goswamis. Echai, Gosai, Kori, Charanan, Vandan, Yaho, Hoite, Vignanash. Sounds familiar? Bigna. Bigna Nash Abhishtapuran. So, it's interesting because Nisringadev is Bhakti Vigna Vinash. Right? He's right downstairs. He destroys the obstacles to bhakti. Kam, kro, lo, moha, matsarya, sab, chordye. Khatam hogya. Finished. Chalega. Gone. Well, that's very nice, and that's desirable. We're all praying to him for that, so that we can engage in the ahoitaki bhakti of Radha Madhav. But the six Goswamis give us something extra. Echai Gosai Kori Charanan Vandan Yohoite Bignanash. Okay, same. Now the same. The Sringadev destroys obstacles, the six Goswamis by invoking their mercy, by remembering them, by trying to follow their teachings, their shiksha, then also the obstacles get eliminated, diminished. But then, Abhishta Puran, this is the speciality of the devotee. Abhishta Puran. There is Bhagavan Kripa and there is Bhakta Kripa. Bhagavan Narasimha Kripa, but then there's the six Goswamis Bhakta Kripa, Mahant Kripa, Vaishnava Kripa. Vaishnavas also destroy obstacles. But then they give the Abhishta Puran. They fulfill our innermost desire. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam. Mano Bhishtam. Abhishta Puran. The complete fulfillment of my heart's desire. The inner desire of my heart for the Prem Seva of Radha Madhava in the Kunjas of Vrindavan. Say Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhara. So this kunja seva, this intimate seva of Radha Govinda, this is given especially by the six Goswamis. Sri Rup Shri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. So now this was a small review. This is text 285. This is Vrindavan Das Thakur is continuing talking about this principle of seeing the Lord's pastimes. ye mantrite je vaishnava ishta dhyan kare se mat dekaya takura vishvambare. A devotee sees Lord Vishvambara according to the mantra he invokes while meditating on his worshipful Lord. Small purport here. To see any particular pastime of the Lord, devotees who desire deliverance from their material concoctions may chant the appropriate mantra to see the Lord's corresponding pastime. Sri Chaitanya Dev manifests in different forms before different devotees. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 11, as all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. In this verse, Gaurasundara exhibits various forms of Vishnu, the embodiment of pastimes, to his various categories of devotees. So this is being said, mantra Vaishnav ishta dhyan kari, mata dekaya dhakur vishambari. So there's different mantras. We are given different mantras. We have Gaur mantra, Gaur Gayatri, or Gopal mantra, Kam Gayatri. Those who take second initiation, they receive these mantras. And along with receiving initiation, the guru will describe the mantra dhyan, the mantra dhyan, the meditation on the mantra. In Bhakti Sandarbha, Rupa Goswami, he gives a model, let's say an archetypal or model meditation on the Gopal mantra. And Gopal Tapani Upanishad, also there is meditations given. When one meditates on the Gopal mantra, Jiva Goswami is saying, or recommending, that one should think of Krishna standing in threefold bending form by the banks of the Yamuna, surrounded by his coward boys, and the cows are sitting there after drinking the Yamuna water, and they're relaxing under some banyan tree, maybe at Bandiravat. And then Krishna is just standing there with his hand, left hand or arm, on the shoulder of a friend. And he's just holding his flute, and just holding it. And he's glancing in the distance. He's glancing at the distance. It's called Krishna Kripa Kataksha. He's glancing at the distance, seeing the gopis who are picking flowers in a nearby kunja or grove. So when one chants Kling Krishnaya Govind, the mind can be absorbed in this meditation. That's mentioned. When we receive these mantras, these sacred mantras from our guru, generally he will give us a meditation. He will point us in a particular direction. Say, when you chant this mantra, you meditate like this. So this principle which is being mentioned here by Vrindavan Das Thakur is called Mantra Dhyan Upasana. Mantra Dhyan Upasana. You know these words. Upasana. Upasana. Upasana means a process of worship. Bhakti Upasana, Jnana Upasana, Yoga Upasana. So this is, of course, Mantra Upasana. Mantra Dhyan. The meditating on the mantra and with the process of worship. As a process of worship. So there are particular mantras that describe different pastimes in different particular sthayi bhavs, or different sthayi ratis. There are pastimes describing Krishna and Yashoda, and the coward boys and Mother Yashoda. And these mantras, or you can say shlokas or mantras, from Bhagavatam or other rasa granths, scriptures, they're describing the parental ras, the childhood pastimes, balakrita, pastimes of Krishna with the elderly gopis stealing their yogurt and churning yogurt and all these things. And one can chant these mantras and meditate on the meaning of that mantra. And then through that mantra dhyan, through his repeatedly meditating that mantra on that mantra and worshipping that mantra with utkantita bhav and being with desire, icha, and being free from offense and having full faith, then that mantra itself can carry his heart to the lila, can carry his mind into the lila. The mantra is like a river. If you fall into the river Ganga Nadi, in Mayapur, this river will take you to Howrah, right? Will take you to Howrah and to Ganga Sagar. And then you'll enter the Bay of Bengal. Right? Hopefully you're a good swimmer. It's a long way to stay inside the Ganga. So this river of Ganga will take you to a destination. So this river of mantra dhyan, this mantra dhyan nadi, it will take you to the lila. It will be the means of pravesh, lila pravesh. So that's being mentioned here. He's saying, yes, here the devotees, they have the chance to see the lila. He's telling that. And he's telling all these people, they can't see Gaur's lila. These Nastics and Pashandis, Tapasvis, and these Yogis and Gyanis, they can't see. But devotees can see. Even simple devotees, Kubja, Dhruva, Gajendra, who had no knowledge, and in some cases no austerity. What austerity did Kubja have? What learning and Gyan did Gajendra have? But they had Darshan of the Lord, and they saw the Lord. So all these verses we've heard in the development of the theme of Krishna Didriksha, Krishna Darshan. Now he's saying, okay, devotees, you are eligible. Now, how will that happen? Well, one way it'll happen by mantra dhyan. So he's giving that indication. He's talking about the prayojan. Now he's giving something. He talked about the sambandha and the prayojan. Now he's talking about the abhideya, the means to accomplish seeing the Lord, which has been utilized by sadhaka since time immemorial. Mantra, dhyan, upasana. As I mentioned a few days ago in chapter 9 of 10th canto, describes Mother Yashoda in childhood leelas with Damodar, and she's grinding the yogurt. And that verse was given as an ideal verse for mantra dhyan. Prabhupada himself says in the purport, in the big BBT Bhagavatam. So this would be for someone who's interested in Vatsalya Bhav. If someone is interested in Braja Vatsalya Rati, that mood of love, that mood of bhav of the ladies or elderly gopis in Vrindavan, then he could chant this verse, this Sanskrit verse, meditate on the meaning over and over again, with praying for desire to see this lila. And by the mercy of this Vyasadeva, and by the mercy of the Parishads, Mother Yashoda and Gurudev, then that lila may be seen in a spurti or in meditation. So this is what Vrindavan Das is saying here. And the purport develops that. Devotee sees Vishambhara according to the mantra he invokes while meditating on his worshipful Lord. So of course, most of us may be sitting here, our guru has given us the Gaur Gayatri. And then, if we're very fortunate, he would also explain the meditation. So each of these, of course, each of the words of the Gaur Gayatri, they are names of the Lord, basically. Right? Chaitanya, Vishram, Dhimahi. So then the Guru would say, well, you meditate like this, and that's individual. So then when chanting this mantra, well, we're meditating, so, oh, Vishambhar. And then you're covering the entire universe. Ambara means digambara, digambara, pitambara. Pitambara dhoti of Krishna. And nilambara sari, or whatever they call the dress of Radharani. Sometimes they say sari. Nilambara sari. Blue or yellow. Pitambara, nilambara. Digambara. Shukadev Goswami was called digambara. He had a very special dress. Right? His dress was very special. Shukadev. Like some devotees have yellow vesh, whatever. Pitambara. And Shukadeva Goswami is Digambara, means the directions. He was covered by air dress, air dhoti, air kurta. In other words, he was naked, nothing, nagna bhava. So that's Digambara. Then there's Vishwambara. He who covers the universe with his prema. He's covering the universe with his prema, and his leelas are full of prema. He's relishing prema in his leelas. He's distributing prema in his leelas. Vishwambhara, I'm repeating this name. Can't you cover me with your prema? Can't you show me one prema-filled leela, O Vishwambhara? Dhimahi. I like this anyway. I don't know, but your guru will tell you different meditations. So we're doing this. This is our Ishta Mantra, our Gaur Ishta Mantra. Like someone says, what is your guru mantra? Well, we have different guru mantras. We have guru mantra for guru. Guru mantra means that sacred mantra that one uses for upasana. For Gaura upasana or Krishna upasana, Radha Gayatri, Radha mantra. So this is being discussed here. So this is mantra is a way of seeing the Lord, right? Nam, Rup, Gun and Leela. So we're chanting the Maha Mantra. And at the elevated stage of Bhav and Prem, the great devotees are seeing so many Leelas there in the Maha Mantra. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, his explanation of Maha Mantra, Raghunath Das Goswami, they're chanting Maha Mantra. So that's Mantra Dhyan. They're meditating on the mantra. And that mantra, that sound, takes them to the kingdom of Leela. They enter into the Leela of the Lord. And each word unfolds or reveals different aspects of one pastime. In other words, there's one pastime that Radharani is separated from Krishna, she's in Yavat, then Krishna plays his flute and pulls her from Yavat Gram to come to meet him somewhere in Kokilavan or somewhere. And then she goes there and meets him. Then she attracts him, and this. So the scene by scene or development of the pastime, each Hare Krishna, it brings, and the complete 16 words are a complete leela, where they were separated, then they came together, then they relish each other's association. This is all there. And so the acharyas, when they chant the Maha Mantra, this Maha Mantra takes them into the kingdom of leela, and they see an entire pastime. Of course, we also enter the kingdom of Leela when we chant the Maha Mantra also, isn't it? It's called Swapna Vilas. You know Swapna? Do you know that? Leela, Swapna Vilas? Swapna means dream. Vilas means pastimes of dreaming. So when we chant this Maha Mantra, what happens? We enter in Leela, right? We chant Hare Krishna and we fall asleep. So we enter into Swapna Vilas. Swapna Vilas Amritam. Amritam. Actually, there's one small tract written by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, which is called Swapna Vilas Amritam. Nectarine pastimes in a dream. It's all about Radharani, and she's in Nikunj, and she's separated from Krishna, and she dreams about meeting Krishna, and they have very intimate exchanges. And then she's dreaming like that, but while she's dreaming, then Krishna comes and meets her. A surprise visit. He comes and he meets her, and she dreams, and she wakes up, hey, I'm not dreaming. I'm not dreaming, you're right here. You're right next to me. Where did you come from? When did you come? How did you come? When I went to sleep in this kunja, you weren't here. So this is very beautiful and humorous and sweet pastime called Swapna Vilas Amritam. I'm only making a joke. We also have our Swapna Vilas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Something like this. So this is what Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling us. So let's just continue with this. So it says, a devotee sees Lord Vishambhar according to the mantra he invokes while meditating on his worshipful Lord. So we meditate on the Lord, worshiping the Lord, and we worship Him through mantra. It's called Mantra Dhyan. And that is why we've been given Mantra Diksha. There's Maha Mantra we chant, and we're given Mantra Diksha. Pancharatri Kaviti, Pancharatri Mantras, Kam Gayatri, Gopal Mantra, etc. So then we chant these, and we can see the Lord through these mantras. One time, Sannyas Guru of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Pragyan Keshwar Maharaj, one of his disciples asked him, he said, Guru Maharaj, you have given me this initiation to Gopal Mantra, Kling Krishnaya Govindaya. You know this mantra. So what does this mantra mean? Can you tell me? He said, yes, I will tell you the mantra artita. Mantra art, or mantra artita. Mantra art chintita. I will tell you the meaning, the mantra art, the wealth, the meaning of the mantra. This mantra, which is called Gopal Mantra, sometimes it's called Krishna Mantra, generally it's called Gopal Mantra. This mantra means Radha and Krishna. That's it. He simply said, this mantra means Radha and Krishna. And then a disciple, he inquired, but Guru Maharaj, can you explain a little more than that? He said, no, you chant this mantra sincerely, remembering this, that this mantra is Radha and Krishna, right? Gopi Janavallava is there. And you will see everything will be revealed. This mantra itself, because this mantra, Gopal mantra, this mantra itself is not itself, it's herself. And it's not only herself, but it's his self, right? We say the mantra, this Gopal mantra, it. No. It means no gender, not male, not female. This mantra is not it. This mantra, he will reveal himself. This mantra, she will reveal herself. You follow? Because the mantra is Radha and Krishna. So when this disciple first heard that, he thought, oh Gurudev, this isn't fair. You know so much. You're so full of bhav. You're such a realized soul. You're such a tattvadarshi. Rasika Guru, this is Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj. And you must have so many revelations and realizations which you can bestow upon me. And you're simply telling me this mantra means Radha and Krishna? Bas. Only I tell you this. This Gopal mantra means Radha and Krishna. Then later, the disciple receiving this mantra dhyan, very succinct and short mantra dhyan, this mantra means Radha and Krishna. He took that very seriously. Yes, this mantra is Radha and Krishna, Radha and Krishna, Kling, Krishnaya, Govindaya, Gopijan. And then he started to realize one by one by one, he realized by the mercy of the mantra and by the mercy of Guru, so many revelations and realizations and pastimes he realized in the Gopal mantra. This is also something to be, because you might look at me and say, well, my Gurudev, he gave me a piece of paper with this mantra on it, and he sat there and he spoke it in my ear three times, and this is general standard. He spoke this mantra in my ear three times, then he asked me to recite the mantra, and if I didn't speak it correctly, then he corrected it. Usually we recite the mantra back three times to the Guru, and he listens for the correct pronunciation. Then he says, so you have this paper, you keep this paper, you memorize the mantra, then you just destroy this paper, or burn it or put it in Ganga or whatever, bury it, and then you chant the mantra every day, three times a day. It's called your Anik, Tri Sandhya Vandanam. So that's generally. So someone will say, well, my Guru, he didn't tell me, I just chanted it, the mantra three times and that was that. So that if that's the point, then you can think like this. This mantra is Radha and Krishna. Or you can ask him, if you want to have further elaboration, you can ask him. But that is the general tradition in mantra diksha, that the Guru, he reveals the chandas, the Vini Yoga, the Rishi, and the mantra art, the Rishi to be worshipped by the mantra, who is given the mantra, the meter, chandas, and the Vini Yoga, the conception, and all these things are given at initiation. But whatever we have, we should deeply practice and try to understand more clearly if we have any doubt or confusion about the mantra. So now, this is text 286. Dekaya apane shikaya sabakare esa kala katabai shune pachayare. In this way, Mahaprabhu manifests himself and teaches all his devotees. And they in turn teach these topics to others. By displaying his pastimes in Srivas Angam of the Shataprahariya Leela, 21 hours of ecstasy, Mahaprakash Leela, wherein Lord Chaitanya displayed so many different Vishnu incarnations, Mahaprabhu taught his devotees that he was the fountainhead of all incarnations. So before this, it wasn't clear in all of his followers' minds exactly what is the identity of Lord Chaitanya. Some thought that he was a siddha, some thought he was a demigod, some thought he was a Shakti Avesh avatar by chance. They weren't clear that he's the Sarva Avatari, Swayam Bhagavan, Purna, Purnatam, Purna, Purnatara, Purnatam, Purnatam Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, Purnatam Bhagavan. He was the complete, absolute, perfect representation of the Supreme Absolute Truth. The topmost feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead was now moving amongst them, eating with them, dancing with them, chanting with them, swimming with them, and interacting with them just like a friend, a pundit, a fellow pundit. I'm Bhattacharya and you're Mishra. And like this, they thought there was some sense of equality, that we are one, we are all Nadiyavasis, and you are a Brahmin, and you are a pundit, and I am Gangadas Pandit, and Gadadhar and Jagananda Pandit, and you are Nimai Pandit. Of course, you are the most famous of all. You're the Digvijay. You conquered Kashmiri, Pandit. But we're all Pandits. We're all Nadiyavasis from various illustrious lineages and gotras. But now, after Shataprahariya Leela, hey Bhagavan, Sadaishwarya Purna, you are Purna Bhagavan. You're Purnatara Bhagavan. You're Purnatam Bhagavan. You're Sarvab. You are the fountainhead. You're the origin of all the incarnations. You're Ishvara Paramakrishna, Satchitananda Vigraha. You are Krishna. You are Ram. You're Nisringa. You're Dasavatara. You're Bhagavan. Hagoranga. So this was the beginning of a new outlook for all of his devotees. This is a turning point. And then realizing this, and with renewed vigor, with renewed vigor and concentrated faith and sudrita vishvas, very powerful conviction, they went forth and preached the supremacy and glories of Mahaprabhu, the Gauranga Mahima. So this is mentioned here. Janma janma tomara paila mora sangha toma sabara brityo dekibe mora ranga. Mahaprabhu is speaking here. You have my association birth after birth. Even all of your servants will see my pastimes. So this is the mercy of the Lord, that if you love someone who's connected with me. Love me, love my dog. So Lord Chaitanya, he was blessing everyone. Even he told Srivas Pandit one time, he said, Srivas, everyone in your house will be liberated, even your dog. As now you move around Mayapur, what to speak of, ISKCON. We have so many dam dogs. Not dam dogs. You might say dam dogs. These damn dogs are how. It's passing stool everywhere, making big mess. Damn, these are not dam dogs, these are dam. Dam dogs. Mayapur, dam dogs. Like our Jagannath Das Babaji. Jagannath Das Babaji, He spent 200 rupees, this is 100 years ago, he spent 200 rupees to feed the dam dogs. He spent 200 rupees. He had a big utsav, Kuta Bandar, Bandara. And he called all the dogs to sit, and he fed them rasgulas. Can you imagine? Not even glucose biscuits. I mean, sometimes you throw a few glucose biscuits to the dogs. But he fed them rajbhog, rasgula, for the dogs. Another time, when he was eating his prasad, he couldn't see very well. And so some puppies would come, and they would gather around the edge of his plate, and they would very secretly take some of his khichdi. And he understood, he's Trikalagya, he's Siddha, Vaishnava Sarvabhauma, Jagannath Das Babaji. He understood, although he couldn't see very well. Okay, some Dhamvasis are coming from Madukari. Some Dhamvasis are coming from Madukari and taking some of my khichdi. Okay, very fine, no problem. But But Bihari, his servant, who was taking care of, Joe, what is this? You're just serving Babaji Maharaj. There's everything, both a shoot and this dirty dog, get out. And when they chased away the puppy dogs from the thali or the plate of Jagannath, Jagannath said, hey, what are you doing? Okay, I won't eat today. Unless you call them back, I won't eat today. So he had great regard, even for the dogs. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he proclaimed, he made a statement. He said, Srivas, even the dogs outside your compound. The dogs used to be outside the compound wall. But always dogs are there, here, there, everywhere. Even they will get liberated. So this is the mercy of the Lord. Not only his intimate associates, but anyone connected with his intimate associates. Even the servants in the house. Even the household servants of Srivas, they were getting liberated, getting the mercy. They will see his pastimes, birth after birth. Apana galaramala dila sabakari, charita tambula agya haila sabari. Thereafter the Lord gave his garland and betel remnants to everyone. Mahanande khaya sabe, harashita haya, koti chandra sharada mukera dravyapana. After receiving the remnants from the mouth of Mahaprabhu, whose face resembled millions of autumn moons, koti chandra sharad, mukera, koti chandra sharad, sharad ritu, sharad muk. His face is like the beautiful full moon, because you know in the autumn season, if you're a moon watcher, most people are sun watchers, especially around here. In Mayapur, everybody watches the sun, and as soon as the sun goes down, everyone goes down. As soon as the sun goes down in the night, everybody in Mayapur goes down to sleep, practically. But in Vrindavan, because Mahaprabhu, he's a golden avatar. He's sunshine, golden. But Krishna, he appeared at midnight. Krishna appeared at midnight in the Chandravamsa. And he's very much a night person. He's always moving in the night. Krishna Chandra. So in Braj, we like too much the nighttime. So we don't look so much at the sun, but we look at the moon. Moon watchers. So on the moon, because our Krishna Chandra, you have Gaura Chandra also, the Mayapur Chandrodaya. Right? Mayapur Chandrodaya. But at least the devotees in Mayapur, they don't see the moon very much because they're sleeping by 8 o'clock. 7:30, 8 o'clock, everyone is snoozing. But if one watches the seasons, in Vrindavan especially, when Sharad comes, autumn, Sharad Ritu, this is Ashwin Maina, like September, October, the moon is bigger. There's only 12 full moons every year, one Chandra, Purna Chandra every month. And in the Sharad, it's bigger. Of course, you say, how is it possible? The moon has a fixed radius, a fixed circumference. How does it? You might say, okay, it's not possible materially, but anything's possible spiritually. So in Vrindavan, on the full moon night of the Sharad season, the moon is bigger than the month before and bigger than the month after. And if you want to experience it, then you have to live in Vrindavan. Because that's why it's saying Sharad. It's saying that his face, Mahaprabhu's face, it says it's like Koti Chandra Sharad. It's like millions and millions of full moons in the Sharad season, which is so big, so effulgent, so cooling, and so golden red. The Raktagor, it's called Raktagor. And very beautiful. So Mahaprabhu's face is compared with millions of those beautiful rising moons in the autumn season. Dravyapana, after he's eaten that, then it says, Mahananda kai sabaharashita hai. It says, Mahananda kai. That after everyone ate the remnants of Lord Chaitanya, Mahananda, they became completely, utterly blissful. And Harshita. Harshita means they became so happy. They became blissful, happy. They started laughing just by eating the remnants of Mahaprabhu. And of course, everyone here is very fortunate because they can eat Mahaprabhu's remnants, Panchatattva's remnants. So the devotees are relishing. He says, while accepting the remnants of the Lord, the service propensity of the living entity is enhanced. If while accepting the remnants of the Lord, a living entity becomes happy and thinks, my Lord has enjoyed these items, then the happiness of the devotee derived from material enjoyment is vanquished. So this is, in this purport, commenting on this verse, what happened? On the adhyatmika level, or adhyatmika vichara, this is what we're talking about now, but on the adhidaivika vichara, on the transcendental level, it's Bhagavan is Nityaparishads. All the time Bhagavan is taking tambul and boga, and chapan bog. So now he's having some prasad, some boga at Shivas' house. And after the Lord takes it, then all his devotees take the remnants. Krishna eats, then Radhika eats, then gopis eat, mandris eat. Krishna eats and the coward boys eat, and sometimes they take right from his mouth and eat. So this is always going on the transcendental level. This is simply the Lord exchanging, loving exchanges between the Lord and his devotees. And they're tasting his dravya, pana dravya, those items from his mouth, and they're feeling a mahananda harshita, so much bliss. So that's the adhidaivika vichara. And the adhibodhika vichara is, this is part of the story. The story is going on, and this is the elements of the story. But the atmika vichara, how does this apply to me? I'm not a Nityaparishad of the Lord. I'm not an eternal associate. I'm not sitting in Srivasa's house receiving the tambul, batika, directly from the lips of the Lord, or some maha fruit or phal or whatever. How does it apply to me? Then Bhakti Samta Saraswati, he says, this is how it applies in his tika. He says that when a conditioned soul or a devotee or anyone takes the remnants of the Lord, the Mahaprasad, what happens? He increases his desire to serve the Lord. His seva bhav. His seva bhav. His feeling and desires to serve the Lord increase in his heart exponentially. More prasad, more desire to serve. That's why Prabhupada said the new devotees should take prasadam akantapuriya. Akantapuriya, right? They say, Vaishnav Savadan, Akantapuran. So when they say Vaishnav Savadan, when all the Vaishnavas are eating, they say, Vaishnav Savadan, be careful, Savadan, be careful, you're eating too much, Mahaprasad. Then the devotees, they say back, Akantapuran, Kantapuran, I've already eaten up to my throat. I've already eaten Mahaprasad, I'm up to here. See, we can only eat up to here. This is the permissible limit. The permissible limit of taking Mahaprasad. You can start here, you start filling here. This is bottom of belly. This is top. You have to stop here. Why? Because a little bit of room is necessary to say, Haribo! Haribo! But if you eat up to your eyes, if you eat all the way up to your eyes, then the gas will come out of the tank. You know, you go to the petrol station, and you don't watch yourself, pay attention. Oh, it comes out of your tank and goes on the side of your car. So if we eat up to our eyes, then we can't say, we can't say. So we're allowed to eat here. So Prabhupada said, new devotees, they should eat up to their neck. And what will happen? They will increase. They will enhance. Their service propensity will be enhanced. Will increase the desire to serve Krishna. And then he says that by doing this, when we're eating Mahaprasad, if we become happy, which we do, but then we don't do the second part. Devotees, when they eat Mahaprasad and they become happy, then they think. Of course, most of us don't think. We just eat and become happy. we can't, we're too happy to think. Mahaprasad Govinde. So, but if we're becoming happy taking Mahaprasad, then we think like this. If we think, my Lord Nisringadev, he has enjoyed these wonderful items. Or my Lord Madhav, he has enjoyed these wonderful items. Then, if we feel like that and think like that, the happiness derived from material enjoyment is vanquished, destroyed. So we relish the Adhara Amrita. Adhara Amrita. We relish the nectar remnants from the lips of Madhav, Nittai, Padakamalam, or whoever they are, all the different lords here, Panchatattva, etc., and Jagannathji. And then we think, oh my Lord, this is so wonderful. This is such nectar from your lips. Surely you have relished this to the utmost extent. And I'm so happy that you've relished this and you're so kind upon me to give us this nice prasadam, spiritual food, just to help conquer over the tongue. Now let us take this prasadam to our full satisfaction and in so doing glorify their lordship, Sri Sri Radha Madhav. And in love, call for the help of Lord Chaitanya. Prema deko, Chaitanya Nitai. Right? This is the English translation of Sharira Vidyajal. So this is a beautiful, this is what happens, this is what we say is the science of experiencing transcendental happiness. Take the Lord's Mahaprasad remnants and think of, that the Lord has enjoyed it, and then we'll lose the desire for material enjoyment, pram jisva nivartate, rasa varjam rasopyasya. Because by that rasa, by that adara rasa, adara amrita ras, adara amrita ras, that nectarine taste and ras of the lips of Krishna coming through his Mahaprasad, it's called rasa varjam rasopyasya, pram jisva nivartate. We'll become fixed, we'll become fixed in devotion, and lose all interest in material enjoyment. Rasavarjam rasopyasya pramjistva, pramjistva, paramdristi, because we will see a higher object. Pramjistva nivartate, nivartan. We will see the Lord, we will see the mercy of the Lord, we will see the form of the Lord, we will see the pastimes of the Lord. We'll take Mahaprasad, and the Mahaprasad will take us to Puri. And we'll see the Lord sitting with his associates, and they're taking Mahaprasad, and we're taking Mahaprasad, and we're hearing the conversations of Lord Chaitanya, and relishing the laughter of Srup Damodar and the other devotees, hearing the Rasakata of Lord Chaitanya and Antilila. Pram Jisva, Pram Jisti, a higher vision, a higher sight we will see when we experience this Ras, Rasavajam Rasopyasya. So these are some points, these are ways also of seeing the Lord. So we were told we can see the Lord through mantra. Then we're hearing from Bhakti Sanata that we can see the Lord through his prasadam. And tomorrow we'll hear about Narayani Devi. Who is Narayani Devi? Who is Narayani Devi in Krishna Leela? We'll hear about her glories tomorrow. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai.